Well, it's relatively short, but it's the news, according to me. Yeah, good morning. It is the news according to me. That's what it is. It's Thursday, February 13th, 8 a.m., 8:10 a.m., actually, 8:11. We'll just call it 8:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2024. I don't know where to begin, other than just, I'm just going to tell you what's in my cup. I have some chai here. It's good stuff. It's chai with cinnamon creamer. And I have a backup cup with some tea in it. It's a little bit, what's left of my Joe's peach tea bottle. Yeah, not a whole lot there. It's fine. Anyway, the couple things I want to get into. We got a lot of snow last night, and I unfortunately have to. You know, I thought about this. I have to go into the worldwide headquarters, and I have to shovel the sidewalk. Otherwise, the city gets all upset with me if I don't shovel the sidewalk there at the worldwide headquarters. Just because, you know, because that way the people can walk by and throw trash in my yard better. That makes it a lot easier for the people who walk by and throw trash in my yard. Because that's, yeah, you just clean that all up too. Now, the snow helps to cover that up, which is nice. That way I don't have to deal with it until the snow melts. But of course, then they get on me if there's trash in my yard, which is what drives me nuts. They find me if there's trash in my yard, but I'm not the one who puts the trash in my yard. They're not enforcing any kind of laws or rules about throwing trash in people's yards. But they go after me once the trash is there. I don't throw trash in my yard. I throw my trash in the neighbor's yard. Just kidding. I have So anyway, there's stuff that's going on. The rhetoric that we're hearing right now, again, this whole DEI thing, and I want to get back on this again because last night I want to talk about this a little bit, just for a little bit. I know we talked about this the other day on the show, the whole Gulf of America thing. You know, it's that friend of mine posted this, that doesn't come from her. This wasn't her idea. She said, here's what you do. You go to Google Maps, you click on thing, whatever, you click on all this stuff, and then you put in there false information or whatever, and then you put in that it's the Gulf of Mexico. And if everybody does that, supposedly it's supposed to correct the problem. Now, I don't think so. I don't. And somebody else had said that, well, who cares? Because in 3.5 years, it's going to change back anyway. So I said, you know, I just got a question. I'm just going to start asking questions. I just got a question for you, for you people out there. I said, since the Gulf of Mexico is surrounded basically by North and Central, as well as South America, as well as the Mexican border there, which is basically Central America. Shouldn't it be called the Gulf of America? We actually have a longer border than on the Gulf than any other country there. And wouldn't it be called the Gulf of the United States if we were trying to, if you have a problem with it?
It's just always been the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, no, it hasn't actually always been the Gulf of Mexico. See, the responses I've got one response back that was very measured and very good. It was from a friend of mine he's obviously very left-leaning guy. He's a pastor at one time. He started a church and did some things, and he was a pretty fiery guy. He was pretty good preacher at one point. He's obviously lost that. He remarked about how his friends from South America. He goes to South America. He speaks Spanish very fluently, but he knows Spanish very well. He's traveled through Mexico and through South America several times. Does a lot of mission work down there. Used to do a lot of mission work down there. So he did this thing. This was kind of interesting. He responded with this whole thing of, yeah, I know my friends from South America would be, they're proud to call themselves Americans, but they, when you think of America, they think of, even they think of the United States when they talk about America. And So it's, you know, it's, so it's kind of like America's trying to own it. Intent. So let's call it the Gulf of Americas. Let's just, you know, of the Americas, whatever, you know, we would call it. So it's all of the Americas. And because I kind of pushed it back in their own face, because they're always saying, oh, we think of America, and other people in the world, you know, they see America as being, you know, this continent, the continent of America, and there's North, Central, and South America. America doesn't just mean the United States. And now all of a sudden, America means just the United States. That's where they go with this stuff. Now it's just because Trump did it. That's why it's a problem. Trump did it because so it's a problem. Now, the problem is here that the Spaniards named it the Gulf of Mexico. I guess they're okay with that, with another country coming over and colonizing Central America and calling it the Gulf of Mexico. And we're going to go with that because, you know, they were benevolent colonizers, apparently. By the way, Christopher Columbus was never on any land that was considered to be the United States today, from what I understand. Now, Ponce de Leon was in the Florida area, I believe. Other explorers did, but Christopher Columbus did not land on any U.S. soil. But that's, you know, it's not what we're taught in school. We're taught that, you know, Christopher Columbus discovered America. America. The Pilgrims, you know, you have to get confused with the Pilgrims. Jonathan Smith and all those people. I don't know. Jonathan. What's his name? Well, I don't know what it was. Anyway, the you can get confused with Mormonism now. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know my history that well. I have to call my friend. He just goes by one letter first name. That's his name. And I'll have to call him and find out history. He's the history guy. He's like a walking history book. Of course, he's reaching that age like me. We're about the same age. He's reaching the age where he doesn't remember what he had for breakfast, but he knows history really well. It's kind of, yeah. I say stuff like that just to get him to call me. It's kind of, usually it works. I find out if he's, this is the way I find out if he's listening to the show. I have, speaking of listening to the show, there's listenership is still up, but it's kind of tapered off a little bit in the last couple of days. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe it's the snow. People can't make it to the computer. They can't get to their phone because it's snowing. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of snow last night. I've got to get in there and shovel that off, and so I'm going to be making a short show of this. I did want to speak about a little about a couple of things that are going on. One is, I guess, you know, Pam Bondi, first of all, is now the AG, and she swore in Tulsi Gabbard, or Gabbard, as they say over in Europe. Now, what amazes me is how CNN is responding to these people. They're laughing about Pam Bondi. They're hysterical. In fact, what's her name? Rachel Maddow. She was. She's a good actress. Let's just put it that way. Rachel Maddow is. She was pretending to be thinking it was just really funny. And let's see if I can find this, because it's got to be here somewhere. Sure not my. My computer's going to go slow. DNI. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. The Gabbard. Let's just put Gabbard in there. Yeah, let's just do that. See if we can find her actual response to the whole thing. She thought it was hilarious. She's now the head of the is it DNI? Yeah, Department of National Intelligence. And what's funny about this is that they're laughing about it. This she has no credentials. Oh, and this other guy was going on about how he's just a commentator. Going on about how Pete Hegseth was just all he was a reporter. He doesn't have any qualifications. He's just a Fox News morning host. Apparently, has no idea how this guy has served in the military. The things he's done after he's been out of the military. Stupid, crazy stuff like that. Here's Matt Owl. Let's see. This is a month ago, but this has just been 20 hours ago. I'm pretty sure this one probably has Rachel Maddow's response. It's hilarious when a woman that they don't like, much like a black person, who they don't like, they make light of it, make fun of it. They call him an Uncle Tom, call him whatever they will. And she says, well, she's got about as much sense being the head of the DNI as I do being a linebacker for whatever. No, it's totally two different things, first of all. And all of a sudden, you're telling me, oh, a woman can't do that job? Being a linebacker? Because I thought we were told, we've been told several times now that a woman can do anything a man can do and do it better. Anything. Apparently not Rachel Maddow. And so being the head of the DNI, of course, now that's, let's see what we got here. This is Tulsi Gabbard confirmed as Director of National Intelligence. Let's see where Rachel Maddow's got to be here somewhere because it was on the thumbnail. Okay, we got this guy talking. Let's see what we can find here. I'm trying to find the place where Rachel Maddow actually jumps in and talks about this, but Crapo. There's no... Yeah, Rachel Maddow is not on this anywhere. Apparently somebody sat in for Rachel Maddow. I don't know. They had her on the thumbnail, so I don't know what's going on there. So we have 18 intelligence services, and she's going to be in charge of all of these, or overseeing all of them. What they're supposed to do is she's supposed to be the curator of and the conglomerator, the person who pulls it all together in the DNI. The thing that's a little bit deceptive about this, so you think that this person knows everything that's going on in all the intelligence agencies, all these spy agencies, and all the stuff that's going on. NSA, CIA, OSI, all these things that are out there, these different agencies that are all a part of all this. I think DOD might even be in them. And it's the curator of all this information. Well, the problem is you only get what they, you're one more level removed. And you're only getting what they tell you, what they want you to get. See, this is the problem. These kinds of things are not, there's no checks and balances within these organizations. And the problem that you get in here is you get people like Peter Strzok and those kinds of people in there that will end up curating information, percolating their own information, coming up with their own stuff, or their insurance policy, their FISA warrants, all the stuff that they do. They get that stuff put together so that they can present it, and then that goes into a brief, and that's what the president hears. The president doesn't go down to the CIA and look through the papers and look through the records and the documents. People on the top floor are the ones who pull all the information together. They keep everybody in the dark. All the foot soldiers that are out there, they keep them in the dark. These people put information together, and then they just pass it up to those guys, and they put it all together in a nice package to make it sound like what they want it to sound like, and then they pass that on to the powers that be above them, which is going to be the DNI as well as the president. It's supposed to be this one-stop central location place where all the money, or where all the information is compiled, put together, and then they paint a picture of everything that's presented to the. And what the reason for the DNI, by the way, is because of 9/11. Again, 9/11 had they used 9/11 to get a lot of things done. There was a time when the CIA could not talk to the NSA. The NSA was completely internal agency. It was all, they didn't do anything outside of the country. The CIA was on the other side. And there's other organizations, there's other agencies, I should say, that are tasked with certain things as well. Some of them were offshore, some of them were inshore. Now, the way they would get around this is they have this thing called the Five Eyes. And there's actually more involved now, but there's the Five Eyes was these other countries that they would allow to spy on us, and then we would spy on them, and we would put all this information. They would spy on us. In other words, there was like the CIA had an agreement with intelligence agencies in Britain, so to say, it's just other organizations as well, other countries as well. There's other European countries, as well as I believe even I think Australia was one of them, and I think it even Israel might have been on this thing. So they would allow information to be, you know, okay, well, let's you spy on us so that, because since the CIA couldn't spy on its own citizens, then they would spy, the CIA would then spy on the information. They would put this information in a place where the CIA could get to it. And what could possibly go wrong with that? And the CIA would then tap into that information, into that pool, so that they could find out what was going on in the States, because they didn't spy on us. The Brits spied on us, or the whoever else it was spied on us. So the Brits are listening to my phone call, and they put that information into a tank that just so happens to be spyable by the CIA. CIA can then get that information without spying on me. They're spying on Britain. Oh, look at this information we found about the news, according to me, from the spies in Britain. Oh, this just happened to be in there. Oh, how'd that get in there? Another way they did it is they would have all communications go offshore. So there was a time back when we had regular phone calls and everybody had landlines. Almost everybody's phone call went to another country, went outside the zone, so to speak. So it was international, it was beyond our international borders somewhere. And it would come back into the United States. Well, as it was coming back into the United States, I might call somebody across town. That phone call was going outside the United States and coming back in. They would get around this whole thing by that, oh, now we can tap into that. We can keep that. That's how they did that. So that's how they would work that kind of stuff. So they could get around the whole spying on U.S. citizens that way. Well, it was an international call because it was coming in from... They've done this stuff for years. And of course, Jake Clapper, is it Clapper? Whatever the guy's name. Clapper and Brennan. Those two guys are the biggest, sleaziest. They're the ones who put the whole 51 security officers said that Hunter laptop was at all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. Now, my understanding is all those guys are going to be losing their, if they haven't already, they're going to be losing their security clearance. Which is, doesn't mean they're Russian. The thing that gives them or takes away from them is their ability to go to another business like Boeing or whatever else they might go to, Lockheed Martin, wherever they might go, and become a consultant on staff with them. They get paid millions of dollars a year. This is why Romney went to work for, Boeing. It might not have been Romney. Romney was worked for somebody else. The other guy, who was the other guy? James Comey. James Comey went to work for Boeing for a while, then he came back to be the head of the FBI. He was the whole time he's working for the agency, but he goes off to does something else, makes $10 million. Because he's got access. That's why they hire these people. That's why they hired Hunter Biden for millions of dollars, knowing nothing about, he couldn't speak Russian, couldn't do anything, didn't know anything about oil, didn't know anything about energy. He's on some kind of board. The only reason he was on the board is because he had access to the vice president at the time. So they're finding some of these things out through DOGE. And my leftist friends are all upset about it. They're going to take your Social Security check. They have no intention of taking anybody's Social Security check. Where are they getting this crap? Well, I tell you where they're getting it. They're getting it from the leftist lunatics that are like hysterical over this stuff. They're not hysterical because somebody's going to go after your personal information. When have they ever cared about anybody going after your personal information? They don't care. That's not what this is about. What it's about is their little money stream getting taken. People who are, there's two kinds of people in Congress right now. Those who are being extremely quiet and those who are being very vocal. Those on the left are throwing a tantrum. They have the most to lose, actually, probably more so than the establishment Republicans. But this, the same thing applies. The Democrats and all their little organizations, all their little NGOs, their little non-government agencies, where's all this money going? They're talking about they sent $2 million down to some other country somewhere to fund transition surgeries. Now, I would bet you if you went and asked everybody in that country who received money from the United States government, who got their transitions for free because of the government funding that, or the U.S. government funding it. You trace, that's the age-old adage. Follow the money. That's what's happening here with Doge. They're following the money. Not only are they finding all this waste and glut and crazy stuff that they're throwing it to, they're going to find out where else it went beyond that. I believe they're on top of that as well. Of course, the first thing is you just got to cut it off. And usually that's when the pigs squeal. So then you find out, oh, this is apparently that, you know, when you cut this little artery right here, and all of a sudden the pigs squeal over there, and we know what that artery, that little nerve center was connected to, the little channel was connected to that. So all of a sudden that person got their money cut off. That's how we figured this stuff out. And who's squealing the loudest right now? And who's being very quiet? Not really approving of it, not saying, yay, go Trump, go Doge. They're not saying that. The establishment Republicans are not saying that at all. They should be throwing a party in the street while the Democrats are throwing a protest rally in the street. And who's showing up for these protest rallies? It blows my mind. People think that actually people are showing up in Washington and putting on demonstrations and that they're just doing that out of this, just they've just been motivated to do it out, and they're springing out of their seats, not going to work. I'm going to take today off and we're just going to go out and protest in the street because I feel so passionate about this. No, that is their job. That's their job, is to go out and protest. They just go wherever they're told. There's going to be free sandwiches and you're going to get a bus down into town. And you get paid $100 for the day. Now, here's all your signs. They all look the same, but they're made to look like you just made it yourself in your garage. You're going to go out there and you're going to do all this. Now there's going to be a pallet of bricks over here. They're going to drop this off in the middle of nowhere for no reason whatsoever. This pallet of bricks is going to show up, and you can throw those if you want to. We're not telling you to do it, but you know, if you feel the urge. And there's a bunch of frozen water bottles. Well, we have to freeze them, you know, so it's nice and icy because you know, it's 30 degrees outside. So we have to freeze that so that if you happen, you know, just happen to get frustrated, you want to throw one, that way it makes more of an impact. There you go. Thank you, folks, for showing up. We'll bus you back and give you some sandwiches. Works best if you paint your hair blue, too, by the way. Or any particular color you want, just paint it something other than natural color. And you're going to chant these three little things right here. You're going to chant these. There's three little chants you can do. It's all astroturf, folks. It's just, they might believe in the thing, but it's at the same time, they're not, people aren't just showing up for this stuff. The rallies that they're having, the little speeches that they're giving out on the lawn, wherever they're doing it, I don't know where they're doing it. The steps of the Capitol building. They're just, it's all hokey pokey. It's all made up. It's all drummed up. It's all AstroTurf. Phony. And it's where they perpetuate their lies and their narratives and their everything else that's going on. It's amazing to me how they're getting away with this, but I digress. Well, folks, it's Thursday. There will be a show probably tomorrow, I believe. I will be in Rochester, New York tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure I can do a show tomorrow. Might be a fairly decent show, actually, because I don't think I have to do too much in the morning. So I've got the morning fairly free. So we'll see how that works out. It depends on how late I get in tonight. If I get in really late, may not be anything tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, we will keep on pressing forward through the week. I got to go shovel some snow. So folks, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for passing it along, sharing, and doing all those things you do. In the meantime, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other. God bless, and have a great rest of your day. See ya.